This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 242 for Wednesday, January 29th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was under some pressure on Wednesday due to mixed comparable oils. While European rapeseed was steady to higher, Chicago soy oil was lower, and crude oil was also down due to a large buildup in the United States stockpiles. There was no trading for Malaysian palm oil today due to the Lunar New Year holiday. Statistics Canada reported today that 1.015 million tons of canola were crushed in December, compared to 1.019 million in November and 943,302 tons in December 2023. The Canadian dollar was down nearly one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The Bank of Canada cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points at 3% earlier today, while the U.S. Federal Reserve kept theirs unchanged. The March canola contract was down $3.10 per ton at $636.60. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat all made double-digit gains. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported 1.015 million barrels of ethanol produced per day on average for the weekend of January 26th, down 84,000 from 1 week earlier. Ethanol stocks were down 152,000 barrels to 25.722 million. ANAC cut its projection for January Brazilian corn exports by 180,000 tons at 3.35 million. Delays in Brazil's soybean harvest could limit planting area for the country's Safrinha corn crop. Ukraine has exported 25.35 million tons of grains this marketing year so far, including 12.17 million tons of corn. The March corn contract was up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.97. StatCan reported 160,035 tons of soybeans were crushed in December, compared to 142,230 in November and 152,209 in December 2023. ANAC raised its January Brazilian soy meal export estimate by 400,000 tons at 1.85 million. The Parana Port Authority in southern Brazil detected sand in soy meal cargoes during an inspection. 51 trucks carrying 2,200 tons were identified as moving the adulterated product. The country's ag ministry will investigate whether companies complied with regulations. The March soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.61. StatCan reported 2.689 million tons of all wheat were delivered in December, compared to 2.736 million in November and 2.205 million in December 2023. Ukraine's wheat exports this marketing year so far totaled 10.7 million tons. Russia's weather agency said 38% of the country's winter crops were in poor condition, but their ag minister said 82% were in good or satisfactory condition. Russia's ag ministry also projected 57 million tons in grain exports for 2024-25, down from 72 million last year due to quotas. Japan issued a tender for 89,134 tons of wheat, with 29,070 coming from the U.S. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.63. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.80. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.13. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 29th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.